Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to discuss selling successfully.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking to the sellers who are not succeeding in a sale as they had hoped. This market is softening. That does not mean it's declining. It means there are thoughtful buyers who say, I don't want to overpay, and there's some caution in the air. That's not a bad thing. In the long term, it's probably healthy for our economy, but it does make sellers take another look before they have success in a sale, possibly.
Make very, very sure that you are looking attractive in the market if you're really serious about selling. Now, if you're just out there testing the market, sure, fine. It's like the spring and the signs that come out on properties up the McKenzie River. The tulips come out and the for sale signs come out, hoping to snag a California buyer as they drift down the beautiful McKenzie River.
It is a lot like fishing, actually. That's
right.
A safe bet. So you could do that, but if you're thinking, I need to move, or I want to move, or I want to grab an opportunity or a window for a change for my family, this is a great time to do it for sellers. If you're not getting the feedback you'd hope, which would be a written offer, step back. What are you getting? Are you getting showings but no offer? If that's the case, you've got a great opportunity to out-interview those people who chose not to buy the house, as we talked about last program. If you're not getting a showing even, then you've got to take a look at the market and make sure it's available and it's accurate and it shows the positive lights to the property.
Exactly. And certainly with your advertising effort, your marketing effort, there'll be a certain amount of puffery that's involved. Your opportunity to exaggerate the positives without necessarily disclosing the negatives, that's part of the marketing effort to attract an individual to take a look. The negatives will be observed and disclosed, otherwise that's a misrepresentation. But if the initial marketing effort, puffery is acceptable.
So there is the marketing. That is to make sure you've got someone doing a great job of making everyone aware that could be a likely or possible buyer aware of the property. There is also the condition. Have you done your part in this relationship to get it sold? Have you got the outside in dialed in? So if there's a drive-by to see what the opportunity is a little bit closer, are you passing that test, or is there something that could be prohibiting people? Even if it's a neighbor with appliances in their yard, you've got to approach that neighbor and say, I'm trying to sell my place. It's good for you if I sell it successfully. Could you tuck the appliances in the backyard? Things like that.
Hey, get the refrigerator off the front porch just for a little bit.
I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.